pinkies. It's the Faye Driver. I am back. It's been rather busy and hectic, and I got all kinds of exciting things to tell you about today. We're doing a garbage run, in fact. I am taking things to the garbage in the big truck, which is a little bit dirty. Probably go through the car wash today. To get rid of crap from around the house. I know you're all dying to know. Has the house sold, Faye? Has the house sold? But before we get to that, let's talk about all the fun stuff that I've been buying. And just having a blast. Because, you know, I'm a kid in a candy store. You know, I feel like a kid in a candy store. I bought a dash cam for the big rig here, and I spent a fucking 9 hours running wires to the dash cam. I can't see. Oh, that's because there's blockage there. Got so much stuff in my truck, I can't see out the back window. So, you know, I'm a little bit fussy. You may not know this about me, but I like things to be done well. So I spent a whole lot of time taking apart panels and the headliner and removing, just so I could run my wires secretly. Plus, I shunted some power, so that I don't have to have wires running everywhere. So I have these dash cams installed with a front and rear camera. And, you can only see the wires coming out of the molding, whatever, the roof liner, headliner, to the camera. And I ran the exterior camera out back. So today's a testing day. I'm going to be testing my camera system to see how it works and what kind of views I get, because I think I'm going to need to adjust the rear camera view and possibly the front camera view after we do some testing. So this is a test run. So that was a lot of fun, except it was a lot of work and it took me a really, really long time. Fishing wire. Do you know what I mean when I say I was fishing wire. I had a fish tape that I built out of an old tape measure. And I was like sending this wire through all the little nooks and crannies, this fish tape through all the little nooks and crannies, so that I could run my camera wires from the back of the truck to the front of the truck in all these unseen places. So I had a lot of panels off and speakers out of the ceiling, and oh, this is so much work. But it does look good. It does look very, very good. So that's one thing. I got the dash cam. I bought myself some mud flaps because I have an issue on the front, from the front wheels of this truck, sending goo up the running boards. So I have these fancy running boards that pop down when you open the door, but they get a lot of mud buildup. So I want some mud flaps to protect the mud flying off the wheels and getting into the running boards, sideboards, step sides, whatever you want to call them. So I want to try to get those installed today. So I have that to do. And then another super exciting thing that I'm really pumped about is because I will be moving eventually, at some point, who knows when, my God, if this house will ever sell. I have these three ugly old kitchen cabinet counter things that I've been using as my toolbox. Well, I went looking for a new fancy toolbox. You know, the kind that those mechanics, they all have, and it's the red box, and there's a lower set on wheels and an upper set, and you got all your wrenches in one drawer and all your screwdrivers in another. So I went looking for these for a new tool. It's called a tool chest is what it is, on rollers, and they're quite expensive. You can spend up to $1,200 you know, for what I was looking for a double set. Let me look at my cargo camera. Oh, I still got my full load. See if I can sneak in front of these people before their light turns green. We did it. So I wanted to buy a brand new set, you know, like the Snap-on style. Well, Snap-on's super, super expensive. I wasn't getting a Snap-on, but a good quality brand. And they're running, like, you know, cheapest I could get was $600 or $700 for the two set, the lower and the upper. So then I went looking on Craigslist, and I found this set of tools, an old, rusty, old, crusty 40-year-old Mastercraft tool chest for sale for $900, but it had all the tools. It was full of tools. So I snapped this mother up, and I went and I picked up this tool chest. Oh, they were so ugly and greasy. Everything was dirty and greasy and nasty. And so I spent three days of my retired life. I worked on cleaning up this tool chest and all these tools. Oh, it's just like just having orgasmic fun here. It was a lot of work cleaning up that toolbox. It was really, really greasy. And I took the entire thing apart. I took all the drawers apart. I washed all the tools. It was so much cleaning that I had to do. And then, of course, I reorganized the tools and threw away quite a few. Guys, I got impact guns. Like, you know, the things that they take your wheels off with. A couple of impact tools like that, an impact gun, an impact snipper. This is a super, super strong, like a tin snip tool run by air compressor. I got a set of cordless tools. I got the screwdriver. I got a nut driver. I got a flashlight and a couple of other things, all battery powered with two battery chargers. I got hammers galore and about 65 screwdrivers and three or four sets of socket sets, metric and imperial, like every like a quarter inch, half inch, and three quarter inch drive. I got some bendy spark plug wrenches, like a couple of Snap-on. Oh, I know you have no interest in any of this, but for me, this is like mega bonus fun time. So I'm very, very happy now to have a full, like a fully professional, well, garbagey old set of tools. And I've almost finished incorporating all of my tools into the tool chest. Got a bit more work to do on that. So I'll be set when I move into my new house and new shop. I'll have a very nice tool chest, which I've been working. I used many of these tools that I bought to set up this camera and to run wire and stuff like that, and get all my body panels off, because, you know, getting body panels off is quite difficult. You can easily break an important piece of body panel if you're not careful. So those are all the things that I've been doing. Now, what else do I need to tell you about? I guess I should, maybe I'll just wait. I'll come back. I'm doing a bunch of stop and go here today, so I'm just about at my first destination. And I'll check my notes, and oh, I know what I want to say. Congratulations. Congratulations. I'm sorry I didn't say this earlier, Daniel and Ranger John from the Dark Forest, who are getting married, who are going to do the nuptials. Congratulations, boys. I'm so happy for you. You certainly do deserve each other, so, and you make a very nice couple. I was fortunate enough to have Ranger John and Daniel come and stay with us here at the Fay Manor. So that was that was a treat for us, and, you know, really enjoy those guys and their show on the DF, or the Dark Forest. Okay, let me pause you here, and I'll come back in after I'm done my first task here. Okay, back on the road again. Chore number one and two, three. Maybe chore number three is completed, I think. One, two, and three. So, what else do I have to tell you about? I do want to have a little say about the Pride 48 New Orleans being canceled. And I just want to encourage everybody that this is the right thing to do. It's too soon just yet for us people to be traveling from all corners of the country and coming into New Orleans. Just think of the risk you're putting yourself at by even being in an airport or being in an airplane. And then, you know, every person on that plane, you're now going to be infected by everybody else who's been anywhere near someone who could feasibly be touched by this coronavirus. And I worked in the health field, you know, fire department, and we are very aware of the dangers and the risks with this COVID virus. And, you know, it is not an easy thing to get through. So if you think, let's all just get it and we'll be fine. It's not just a lung problem. It hits and affects many other factors and functions of your body. Many people who go through COVID-19 experience issues with many different organs in their body, not just their lungs. So if you think you're going to get the COVID and have a bad cough for a little while, there's a woman who's reading her coupon book here at the light, looking through the coupon book to see if she can get a free car wash or something. Not like me. I'm just talking on my recorder. So, this is the right thing for our suits to do for the Pride 48 to ensure the safest. This is the right thing to do. So don't be too upset that we're not able to meet up this year. It's the right thing to do. So I applaud the suits for making that very difficult decision. I'm sure it was very difficult for them to decide to terminate. But it's the right thing to do. So we'll all be much better off the longer we can stay safe and remain uninfected and stop moving this virus around, because that's what we'd be doing. That's what we need to do. All right, I'm just pulling up to the car wash here. I'll talk to you for a little moment at the car wash. Well, I know you're all dying to know, Faye, did we sell the house? Yes, we sold the house, I'm happy to say. Finally, we have a done deal, and so no backsies, no takesies, whatever. We are fully sold. So, Mr. Anderson and I will be moving. Our final day in the house is June the 23rd. We're actually moving out a little earlier than that. We'll be living in our RV as of somewhere around June the 13th or so, 13th or 14th maybe. And then we give up the house on the 24th. So obviously you may tell from my tone from the beginning of this episode, quite a large relief. It was a bit of a risk, you know, having to pay for that house. When I'm retired, I much prefer not having to deal with that mortgage. So Mr. Anderson and I are very excited and we have laid out some plans for the rest of 2020. We know where we're going to be. We're going to be in a house for the winter, and then we'll start our grand plan for traveling around the U.S. and Canada in 2021. We're just going to do the same thing we intended to do in April of 2020. We will be doing in April of 2021. So that is a huge relief, and I'm very, very happy, and I'm actually quite excited. I've been quite busy now prepping to get out of this house and get organized for the next phase, which is actually quite complicated, because I have four different locations where I'm moving to. It's all complicated. Don't even ask. That's all good. So that's that. Hey, I just want to have a little quick shout out to Harley Denver, who's stalking me from the Enormous podcast. He's going back and listening to every episode, and he's filtering through my Twitter feed too, for some reason, and bringing up old tweets from years ago. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know what you're doing there, you freak. But I don't mind. I think that's going to be it for me. I'm trying to see if I have any more notes here. Let's see. We've got the Daniel. We got the Pride 48. The House of Sold. Yeah, I think that's everything for now. So, that's it for me. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.